are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's time to dive into some free agency talk right here on Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs. I am your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, it's free agent time. It's going to be getting there soon. A lot of names are being rumored to be connected to San Antonio. We're going to be looking at those names, giving the latest updates on them. What is the latest on Zach LaVine to San Antonio? What about Ayton? What about John Collins? The list goes on and on. We're going to be diving into that and much, much more. Thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Free and available wherever you get podcasts. Who's helping me out to carry this topic today? He is my colleague at Kens5.com. Tom Petrini. Tom, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. Are you like staying indoors like I am just because it's just so damn hot outside?
Oh, yeah. Every time I go into the newsroom, I see my buddy Bill Taylor, the weather chief, who's exactly the way you'd want a weatherman to be. And I'm like, Bill, can we please just tell me it's going to be under 98 today. Tell me there's going to be some rain maybe.
It's so hot in San Antonio where you're begging for 90 degree weather. That should tell you a lot.
Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time indoors playing video games, as I'm sure a lot of you have as well.
Don't blame you at all. Make sure to follow Tom on Twitter at the real Tom Petrini, and giving you all that stuff out there in San Antonio, Spurs stuff, local stuff, all the news. He tackles it all for Kens5.com. Tom, did I hear a collective shattering of Zach LaVine fans among the Spurs fan base? Because it looks like that probably is not going to happen. Let's go to dive into the free agency talk right now. We'll start off with kind of like the common names that are even thrown out there in this segment. Looks like, according to reports, Zach LaVine is going to stay in Chicago. Interesting enough, though, Tom, part of that report did say that because the Spurs are too far away from being a playoff team. But hey, that matters with these free agencies, especially at the caliber of Zach LaVine, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that Zach LaVine would be a good ad for the Spurs. I don't know if being in San Antonio would be a better, are the Bulls with Zach LaVine better than the Spurs would be with Zach LaVine? Yeah, probably a little bit. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we saw what that Bulls team still needs work, you know. They made a lot of additions. They brought some people in. And, you know, they didn't get the first round this year. So it's not like the Bulls are title contenders, but they're probably definitely a little bit closer than San Antonio is right now. So if that is a deciding factor, I didn't think that LaVine to the Spurs was a thing that was like had a high likelihood of happening.
Yeah. Same here.
It was always intriguing. I mean, you know, the Spurs have space and you always look at the best players available, and that's what Zach LaVine is. And, you know, him running in transition with his buddy DeJounte Murray, yeah, that would have been a lot of fun. But, yeah, he's going to command a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Spurs have the ability to offer him, I guess, you know, that top dog role, you know, sort of alongside DeJounte, whereas in Chicago, he's competing with DeMar. But, like, he's also playing alongside DeMar. And as we know, like, that's not such a bad thing. DeMar has turned into a really good facilitator and teammate. And, you know, I don't think he limits the upside of the team that much for Chicago. Their biggest problem, Chicago's biggest problem, I think, was Vucevic. And like just the fit there and the depth and the injuries, obviously. But they've got a decent team over there, so I wouldn't be surprised at all if Zach LaVine wants to run it back there. But I mean, the thing in San Antonio would be, you know, come play with DeJounte, come have a slightly bigger role, and learn from Coach
Money.
Pop and get some
cash,
money, and let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Yeah, the kudos to DeJounte. At least he tried to get his buddy to San Antonio with that tweet.
He did.
That was around the world. You know, kudos to him. Nice try, DeJounte. Appreciate that. But keep on doing that, DeJounte. Keep on trying with these free agents. We Spurs fans appreciate seeing you try to recruit to San Antonio. Yeah, I mean, look, Zach LaVine would have been a nice fit in San Antonio. But at the end of the day, you're looking at the Bulls. They had a great regular season. You know, you mentioned fizzled out in the postseason, but I think they see something building in Chicago. If the report is accurate, saying about the Spurs are far away from the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, these all-star caliber players look at that. They look at a legacy now. I mean, all rings and, you know, best shot to get it. And we get that they're pros. They want to be title holders. Get that. And San Antonio's not there yet. Another name that's been linked to San Antonio, this one may have some meat to it, is DeAndre Ayton. Free agent with the Suns. Not a free agent, I'm sorry.
Restricted
free agent, thank you. This one looks like it has meat. You look at some Vegas odds, they have either the Spurs at number one or worst case number three best odds of landing Ayton. Spurs have the draft capital, they have the cash, they have the pieces to make this happen. What is the latest on Ayton, Tom? Is this something that Spurs fans should really be keeping close on their radar as far as watching out for any type of movement ahead of the draft?
So the thing about DeAndre Ayton is he's probably not going to be on the Suns next year. That's, I mean, from the end of that series, from Monty Williams' comments, it looks like there's not going to be a reunion in Phoenix with him. The Suns will look to sign and trade him, so he's not walking for nothing. Spurs are only one of the only teams that could, you know, give him an offer sheet near the max, which is going to be like $200 million. Like, it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. For a center who can't really shoot from outside. He does a lot of really good things inside the paint. 7'6" wingspan, like he makes a lot of stuff happen. Former number one pick. But, you know, definitely some questions about the way that things ended there in Phoenix. And, if you're in Monty Williams' doghouse, does that mean you're going to get along Greg Popovich?
What are you doing? Right. That's what I think. Like, what are you doing if you're in Monty's doghouse? He must be doing some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, there was some friction, like, during the game, during that last game when they were getting blown out and Monty Williams didn't put him back in, you know? Like, took him out early. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to Ayton, because, like, he is a good player. He's a very good player. If the Spurs want to move, like, if the Spurs go for him, it would almost certainly mean saying goodbye to Jakob Poeltl, which I know would upset some fans more than others. I happen to really like the way Jakob fits. I love his growth. I love what he's been doing. But, you know, it's going to be, it's going to take a lot to bring Collins or to bring Ayton over. Right. And like, if you do get the sign and trade done, then you're paying DeAndre Ayton about $33 million a year. Maybe more if it's a sign and trade. Zach LaVine would be like $40 million a year. You know, these are expensive contracts. And I get that the Spurs have the space, but it's also one of those things where you've got to really think about, you know, how you're spending this money and what's the most efficient use of it.
Yeah, he is Tom Petrini right here on Locked On Spurs. We're discussing free agency talk and your San Antonio Spurs. We're going to continue our chat about Ayton and dive into other names, perhaps, that Tom believes the Spurs should chase and much, much more. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Prize Picks. Look, NBA fans, you're looking for a daily fantasy option for the NBA, then you need to try the award-winning app Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy made easy. I love this. We all know you will, too. Like, it's easy to use. You pick 2 to 5 players, and over and under their projections, you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. That easy. Prize Picks is safe, offers fast withdrawals. It's an award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Go get it right now. Think of any prop you can think of. Points scored, rebounds, steals. Yeah, they have it there at Prize Picks. You could even have mixed sports entries. NBA, college basketball, college football, NFL, MLB, soccer, MMA, much, much more. It's all there at Prize Picks. For a limited time, Prize Picks has an exclusive no-brainer of an offer for all our users. Get $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Picks entry scores just a single point. But you got to use code NBA. Exclusive offer right here, available to all Locked On fans. Sign up today. Use code NBA, $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Pick entry scores a single point. Check it out again. Go get it right now at Prize Picks. We are back with Tom Petrini with Kens5.com discussing the Spurs and the latest free agency rumors. And speaking of rumors, Tom, I heard a rumor that you actually are the trainer for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Is that true?
I really can't comment on that. you know, you understand, you know, people value their privacy, but I will just say, yes, I am.
I knew it. I knew that. You know, somebody had to get him in shape for the Black Adam.
Right. He was really slacking. And I was like, listen, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you need to step it up. You know, you need to start working a little bit harder, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's exactly what I said. Follow Tom on Twitter at Real Tom Petrini. Let's talk about the Spurs and free agency again, and just wrap up our chat about Ayton. For me, Tom, it's just the price tag. I don't know if he's worthy of a max deal. That's what gets me, Tom, unless you disagree.
So the thing is, I feel like the NBA has a terminology problem, right? Because max deal means about 7 different things. You know, just depending on the circumstances. Like a max deal for Ayton is going to be $33 million a year, and a max for Zach LaVine is going to be like $40 million a year, just because of, you know, the amount of years in the league. And this will be Zach LaVine's been in the league for like this will be his 9th year in the league, I think. Whereas Ayton's just coming out of his rookie contract, so there's different levels, but like. $33 million a year is $33 million a year, you know, like it's a lot. And yeah, I like him as a player. I have questions about him as a player. And the balancing act between those, I don't know if I'm, you know, comfortable committing not just to the yearly amount of $33 million, but for many, many years, you know, if things go south, then you're looking at a pretty bad contract that's going to limit what you can do as a front office in terms of roster construction.
And speaking of stretch bigs, a guy that's been on Tom's radar for a while, and that is Atlanta's John Collins. You're still on the bandwagon that Spurs should continue making efforts to get him in the Spurs uniform.
I don't think it would be a bad call. And I mean, so we've got some there have been multiple reports about how the Atlanta Hawks are looking to make some changes. We've got Spur alum Landry Fields is the new GM over there, so you know some friendly relations, and we've got reporting from KOC at the Ringer that the Hawks are interested in moving John Collins and getting a lottery pick. Well, you know, the Spurs have the 9th pick and the 20th and the 25th, and they have some expiring contracts, and they have, you know, they have what is needed there to make a deal. And, you know, like, if you're looking for, like, the low-key option, you know, if you're looking for what could the Spurs do that's not, you know, Ayton or LaVine, and still make a pretty big splash, I think Zach Collins is the guy. And I think that in many ways, making a trade for him would be much more in line with what the Spurs tend to do. Because if you look at it, like, he's making 25.5 million a year for the next 4, right? So that's, I mean, almost 10 mil a year cheaper than Ayton. And if you look at them statistically next to each other, I mean, this past year, Ayton, 17 points, 10 rebounds. John Collins, 16 points, 8 rebounds. And Collins shoots the 3. Mm-hmm. So you look at this Spurs team, you ask, what do they need? They need an upgrade at the 4, right? As currently constructed, that's what they need. They need somebody who can come in and hit shots and catch lobs and, you know, play good defense. And they don't necessarily need somebody who's, like, you know, a back to the basket big, or, like, you know, a downhill scoring guard. You know, they need a complimentary 4. And John Collins, for my money, is one of the best complimentary 4s in the league. And, you know, if you, he's 24, he fits with the, you know,
the timeline. Yeah.
The timeline of the team. He's, he does exactly what this team is currently constructed needs, and he's cheaper than the other guys. And the Hawks are in a bit of a salary cap hell of their own making, and they're going to need relief. So they're going to be looking for a home for John Collins. You know, they might be including him if there's a sign and trade there for them with DeAndre Ayton. So, I mean, he's definitely somebody that I'm keeping an eye on here. And, you know, I understand if Spurs fans don't want to part with the 9th pick. I feel that too. You know, I get it. But if you want the Spurs to use that 9th pick on a stretch 4, is that rookie going to start his right. first season? Is he going to make a huge impact his first season?
Yeah.
And
Collins is that plug and play type of player. You plug
exactly.
him in. He's going to make an impact immediately. Unlike, you know, a number 9 pick. Now look, a number 9 pick should be able to make some sort of impact his rookie season. He's a top 10 pick. But knowing the Spurs and the process, they're going to want them to maybe. I'm not going to be surprised that we find out number 9 is in Austin for about a month and a half, you know, making his trips back and forth.
Right. And even if he's with the big boys, I don't think he'll be starting, you know? And so,
right, exactly.
You know, and maybe the Hawks want the 9th pick, and maybe the Spurs say, we'll give you 20 and 25, you know? Like, because really, what the Hawks need out of this deal is to have John Collins' contract off the books, because they got to pay Trae Young, you know? And
so,
you know, going back for years now, there's been a sense of frustration with John Collins in Atlanta with the way they're using him. And I really think that, I mean, like, he wants to play winning basketball. He wants to play team basketball. He wants to, you know,
space the floor and set screens and roll to the basket and jump really, really, really high and catch the ball when somebody throws it to him and throw it through the hoop. You know, that's what he wants to do. And I would love to see him and DeJounte Murray running pick and roll. I would love to see Jakob Poeltl up there, like, doing double drag screens with him and the really putting pressure on the defense. Yeah I'd love to see it.
Yeah, and I push Keldon maybe to the natural three spot, which I mean, think that that's where he will definitely make a bigger impact.
And like a deal would likely be you'd include Josh Richardson's expiring contract, which the Hawks would like because it would come off the books quickly.
Yep.
Josh Richardson is also, you know, a talented veteran, as we've come to know.
Absolutely.
Probably would have to include Doug McDermott in there to make the money work. And, you know, we saw after his injuries and, you know, Josh Primo starting more games, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all. In fact, I almost expect for Doug McDermott to be moved this offseason. So, I mean, that to me, you know, if it's Richardson and McDermott and some combination of picks for John Collins, I think that's a no-brainer trade for the Spurs.
He is Tom Petrini right here on Locked On Spurs, and we're talking about the Spurs and free agency. And we're going to wrap up our discussion in just a few minutes. I want to talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all betting stats and sports information. BetOnline.net, that's where you can find all of the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship matchup, the NHL Hockey Conference Finals, MLB, and of course, the latest fighting news from MMA to UFC and boxing. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wager information, including live betting, esports, and more. They even have the odds on if DeAndre Ayton is still, the Spurs, I should say, are the kind of the bigger fish in the pond to land him. Go see what those odds are over at BetOnline.net. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Tom Petrini, my colleague over at Kens5.com. And he'll tell you all about how you can follow him on Twitter and much, much more in just a few minutes. But the ultimate NBA mock draft starts June 16th. With over 50 insiders, nothing equals the ultimate NBA mock draft. The Locked On NBA Big Board draft experts plus the Odyssey insiders. First pick is June 16th. Search Ultimate NBA Mock Draft. Follow now so you don't miss a pick. It's going to wrap up our chat about the Spurs and free agent names out there. Tom, we hit kind of like the big names right there, Collins and Aiden, and, pretty much scratched LaVine out. But there's another rumor floating out there, OG Anunoby and the Spurs. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, if the Spurs go center in the draft, which there's a chance they might, you know, Jalen Duren, however you pronounce it, there are a couple of good centers in this draft that the Spurs could go after and might make them more willing to move on from Jakob Poeltl. And if that happens, we know from last year that there was interest from the Raptors, who obviously, you know, drafted Poeltl and traded him to the Spurs. There was some interest there for trading for Poeltl again. And Anunoby was, you know, the piece that the Raptors didn't want to include in the Kawhi trade. So there's history here. And Anunoby is another guy who would fit in at that power forward slot. And so basically, if the Spurs go center in the draft, I think that move would make a lot of sense for the Spurs and for the Raptors.
Yeah. And another a veteran to add to the team, a veteran that fits the timeline. A guy that fits a need for the Spurs, and again, kind of, it's, would you say it's kind of John Collins-ish? You know, that forward that this team needs, and that will just do positive ripple effects. You know, we talked about Kelvin Johnson. We moved to the three. You have an athletic big, a guy that can stretch the floor. It feels like they're both in the same mold.
Yeah, structurally and position wise, absolutely. You know, their games are a little bit different. OG is like, I really like OG's playmaking ability. You know, like I think he's pretty talented in that regard for a player that big. OG is a better defender, I would say. But, you know, it's just different things, right, that these guys offer at that position. But, yeah, like you said, you know, I think this year we're going to see Keldon Johnson playing three. I think that's something that we're going to need to see. And so the question becomes, who plays that four? And I think it's less likely that the Spurs would draft a four that would immediately slot into the starting lineup. That would kind of shock me. But if that's the route that the Spurs are going to go, you know, there are a couple of potential trades out there that could bring in a player like that, who, you know, even though it's, you know, not going to be as exciting a blockbuster deal as LaVine or Ayton would be, it makes a lot of sense for the team.
Yeah, it really does. And I hope that the Spurs are going to be at least very active once free agency period begins. I hope they are. I want to see what Brian Wright can do. You saw him already be aggressive ahead of the trade deadline. He made a flurry of trade. Spurs fans were stunned. Even I, as old as I am, Tom, I can't remember a time the Spurs were this active.
I mean, literally never, active. Dude. Literally never. And you're old.
I really tried. I said, man, were they like this with the David Robinson era? I said, no, they really weren't. No, they were just, I mean, they were picking up like those minor free agents, you know, like your Jerome Kersey's, your Vernon Maxwell's, you know, but they never were that active on a trade deadline.
It was first time they made multiple in-season trades since the 80s. And they made way more than they made in that year.
Yeah, in the 80s, yeah.
And we've seen the MO, right? It's acquire assets, you know, and like, at some point, you know, maybe they're going to flip some of those assets for something that's more than just, you know, more trade assets. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that they'll be aggressive with shopping Josh Richardson's contract or including that in a package. I think that they're going to be, you know, considering all options on the table in the draft. There's like, it's still possible that they'll trade up, you know. It's possible that options, you know, they can trade up, they can trade back in the draft, they can do a lot of things to both acquire assets and at the same time make the team more competitive on the court.
Absolutely. And that's the big buzzword for me this offseason is options. They have options to shorten the rebuild, get it going faster, because just in their own backyard in the division, I mean, Memphis is on the rise. Dallas, you know they're going to be aggressive trying to find somebody to pair with Luka. You got Houston with the number three pick overall. Maybe they'll finally get it together. And New Orleans, you know, with Zion likely back. So, yeah, Spurs got work to do. That's just in their own backyard. So we'll see what they're going to do. Tom, I cannot let you go without asking you a question I've been asking our guest in the last two, three shows. Money's no object, okay? You have all the money in the world, Tom.
I love it already.
All right, yeah, I love it too. I wish I had that problem, quote unquote. What are the top two things, either from TV shows or movies, like a movie prop, you know, a vehicle, a costume, that you would buy right now? So I'll give you an example. So a previous guest said that if they had all the money in the world, they would get the full scale, you know, 100-to-1 scale Millennium Falcon. They said they would have that. They would buy that right away. Somebody else said they would get the Iron Man armor that he wore in Infinity War. What would be your two picks?
Okay. I'm a car guy. Okay. I love vehicles. I think I would probably have to go with the Fast and Furious Nissan Skyline.
Yeah.
That would be a go-to for me. Anytime I'm like building a dream garage, one of the things I always want is they made 501 Enzo Ferraris in the early 2000s. Love that car. It set the bar for all supercars after it. And the 501st one they gave to Pope John Paul II. I want the Pope's Ferrari.
The Pope Mobile Ferrari, all
right? Right. But it's not like the Pope Mobile. It's not like you can stand up in it. It's a supercar. Yeah, it's a supercar for the Pope. I want that one. I'm going to try to pick a non-vehicular one. Okay. This is tough.
Well, but while you're thinking about that, you're the second guest to say they would get a car from the Fast and Furious series. You're the second
who picked which other one?
James Pledger from ESPN San Antonio Sports Star. He picked. I forgot the name of the car. But he was very specific. He said, "I want this one." And he said,
"You know what? I lied. I'm gonna go with another car. From the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, starring Nicolas Cage, Eleanor." The Shelby GT500. That's a car that I love dearly because my mom loved dearly, and I would share that with her. Also, I saw the new Nicolas Cage movie. Oh my god, it was perfect! It was so good. Go see it.
So you're picking two cars then? The Fast and Furious one, and the Nick Cage one. Okay.
Yeah.
I went with the Tumbler. From Batman Begins with Christian Bale, that big black looking tank.
Need that.
I need that. Yeah. And then like you got
a lot of enemies.
No, I just so cool. It's just so cool. And then like your other escape option is a freaking motorcycle built into it that just launches out. I mean, I drool. And then my second pick, I said, minus the recent Star Wars trilogies, you know, the ones in the 2000s. So, their most recent ones. I said, I would want every single lightsaber ever shown on screen. Mm. Every single one. I want that whole collection. Although when I brought that up to the guest earlier this week, he was all like, you know what? I understand if you hate the recent trilogy, but maybe Kylo Ren's saber should be in there.
Yeah. That one's pretty dope. What's your all time favorite lightsaber?
You see, and I'm glad you brought that up. I brought that up in the chat. I said there was something about Count Dooku's.
The little curvy part at the end.
There was something about that was just very like elegant. And then I didn't say it on that show, but I'll say it here. A close second was the Return of the Jedi, the green saber looking one. Those are pretty cool. But those would be my picks. I think somebody else. Oh, another guest said they would pick the Pattinson Batman uniform. They said, give me that uniform. They said, give me that uniform. That is awesome to wear.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I think. Oh my god, I'm having the worst brain fart. The prequels. Red face spikes on his head.
Oh, guy. Darth Maul.
Yeah, Darth Maul's lightsaber was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah, I remember seeing that when the trailer was released, and that was one of the scenes shown. I was like, whoa, what is that? I remember.
Yeah, what's going on here? Yeah,
I think we all were. But yeah, well, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about some of the name free agents that we've discussed? You know, obviously, you want to scratch Zach LaVine, but. Should the Spurs, you know, really get serious with Ayton? What about OG? What about John Collins? Is there somebody else out there in the free agency world that you think the Spurs should chase that nobody's talking about? Tom, let them know how they can chat with you.
I'm on Twitter at RealTomPetrini. A lot of fakes out there. Be nice to everybody.
And you can get weightlifting tips because he trains at The Rock. So, you know, even another reason why you should.
It's really not it's not so much weight training. I don't like lifting weights. It's more I'm his life coach, you know?
The life coach. He is Tom Petrini. Make sure to follow Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. Now on YouTube, we have several shows already out by the time you're listening to this show. Regraded Doug McDermott's 2021-22 season. It's out there, as well as Devin Vassell's. Go check it out. Again, go follow it on YouTube. And with the NBA draft here are just right around the corner, you want to go check out Locked On NBA Big Board. They got everything there. They have fan look, an in-depth look, I should say, into the mock drafts, the NBA draft, player rankings, and, of course, big boards. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. Tom, before I let you go, Locked On Spurs already submitted their pick for number 9. I think it's already out there. So Locked On Spurs selected in the Locked On NBA mock draft, Jalen Duren out of Memphis. So,
I like it. He looks like a beast, dude. Just like...
And he's a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I wish I could look like that at 19 years old. That's just...
Yeah. He's got those David Robinson shoulders. That's crazy. And he's a talented player, man. But yeah, I'm excited to see what happens in this draft. Whatever happens, I'm open to it. You know, I'm in that spot where like there's almost no pick they can make that would make me say, what? No.
Remember last year with the Primo? Everybody had that reaction. Everybody was floored.
That one I was live, and so I did very good to just keep it at what and not add the no part.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I did, because he's turned out to be a pretty good player.
Absolutely. Thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. So for Tom the Rock Petrini, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.